The White House Report.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has called congressional leaders back to Washington for a Saturday vote for a $25 billion Postal Service aid package. All of this in efforts to address the questions about if the United States Postal Service can manage an influx in mail-in ballots this November for the presidential election. Since January 2020, there have been operational changes at the agency to include issues that affect the sorting machines, also a pulling of many U.S. post boxes from street corners across America. The changes at the post office affect average Americans in more ways than just the election, to include bills that are paid, also money that may come in the mail, also to include a life-saving issue, medicine that comes in the mail. Dr. Shirley Jackson Whitaker, a kidney specialist and a nephrologist, has this to say about the disruption of mail service for those who need medicine that comes through the mail.
Patients are given a set amount of medications, and with the goal of improving something or making something better. What I'm finding from my patients is that some patients gave out of their medicine and sitting there waiting for it to come. And when I evaluated them, I found out, looking at their lab work, that some things we had improved on got worse. And then I asked the patient what had happened. And when I found out, they said my medicine didn't come. Now, the problem with that, it dawned on me that it was because of the slowing of our postal system. And the thing is, veterans, that's about 80% or more of veterans get their medications via the Postal Service. And then with some of the veterans are elderly, and with COVID, there are some, I have vets who have never been out in 4 months, and they don't have transportation to get out. So they're totally dependent on the Postal Service to bring them their medications. And some people live far out, and they don't, this is their main way of getting their medication, and it's concerning, and we can't let that happen. So I'm hoping that someone will, what can we do? I'm calling people. I started calling people 2 weeks ago because when I realized what was happening to my patients, and that is concerning to me. They didn't do anything to deserve this, and I don't think it's fair that this is happening to them.
Election Day is November 3rd, 2020, and there is a call from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and others for states to allow for mail-in balloting for the presidential election as COVID is still rearing its deadly, ugly head. April Ryan, AURN News.